Sing. Go ahead. Start singing.
I'm not your monkey.
Sing, monkey, sing. It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to wrinkled sheets. Yeah. Jazz hands. Janda's doing jazz hands. You can't see it because we're not on video, but she's got her fingers
going. I'm trying to push him to the video world. I think he's scared.
I am scared.
You're too vain.
You're so vain.
You probably think this podcast is about you.
And it is. It is about us. You
and who are
me.
You?
I am Steve McGrew.
And I am Janet Blair. And we have been dating for how long, babe? How long?
Over 2 years.
You're an ass.
It's
four
over,
and a half.
I was right.
You were.
I was
you
right.
You could have said over a week.
And I would have been right. Yeah. And it's very rare that I am right. And so I want to stick with that.
I agree with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got back from Vegas town.
I was in Las Vegas, baby. It was NFR week. And I don't know why I'm doing Elvis at
NFR. National Finals Rodeo.
Yeah. Elvis is sort of disappearing from Vegas. It's kind of sad in a way.
What year did he die?
Well, over 2 years ago.
1977, babe.
What day in 1977? Because I know you know.
August 8th? August 8th-ish?
Mm-hmm. Somewhere. Mm.
I think his birthday is January 8th. I'm getting the dates confused.
You might be right.
It's August. It's August 1977. Way before I was born.
Yeah, but he's been such an icon, and the music plays, and it was so... But I think...
Super obsessed with him.
I think that Elvis's chokehold, as they like to say in this day and age, is...
Letting go.
Let it go.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Let it go. God, I hate that song.
So, I love that song.
I know, it's everywhere. If you look at Facebook, how many people are doing... Have you seen my Frozen
Elsa.
Tree? My Frozen Tree. My Elsa tree. My...
Yeah.
What is up with that? Since I have not seen the cartoon, explain to me what the absolute draw of... Is it the colors of the...
Well, it is about two sisters that were princesses. Mm-hmm. Their parents died.
Uh-huh.
And one of the sisters had a curse where everything she touched turned to ice. So she ran away from her sister, didn't want to hurt anyone. And so her sister went after her, went to go find her. And it's just about overcoming those obstacles. And in the end, she didn't need a man to do it. You thought it was going down that whole Disney equation, A plus B equals C, that we've seen over and over again.
No, not this one. This one's straight for you don't need a man, girl. It's the 2000s.
No, it's not even like that.
Oh, okay.
It was more of like a family bond was stronger than a man.
Oh.
Don't hurt Frozen. Don't.
I'm not. I'm letting it go. Letting it go. But what is it about the look, though? What is the...
She is a beautiful Disney princess. She's like Cinderella with her hair down. That's what she reminds me of. She's a tall,
and what makes
blonde.
A frozen tree? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Because
look at my frozen
blue
tree.
With like the icicle lights, because it's frozen, and it's the blue and white, and there's very pretty colors that go with Frozen.
All right, well, there. It has been explained to you. For you male listeners who have no idea...
I'm going
to
make you watch the movie one day. I'm going to
buy... When hell freezes over, Frozen.
We're a little chilly down here in the basement. We have our robes on.
Tonight is robe night.
It is.
Because that's the way we robe.
We're not eating dinner naked. We're eating dinner in our robes.
Yeah, what happened to naked dinner and naked TV has turned into robe? What happened?
It's winter.
Huh?
It's winter. I don't know.
So naked thing is only summer, summertime?
It's a warm weather event.
So once you put on winter insulation weight, neither one of us want to show ourselves. Is that it?
What insulation weight are you discussing?
Huh?
I don't know what insulation weight you're talking about. Are you saying I've gained weight?
No, I'm saying that people always talk about the winter weight that they always seem to put on, you know.
You know, I'm like combating that very hardcore. I've worked out twice the last 2 days. Mm-hmm. And while you were gone last week, I was like eating like very healthy. Just doing an hour on the elliptical because I'm a pear shape and that's what you have to do.
Can you change your pear shape?
No, I think it's all genetics. Because anytime I gain any weight, it falls between my waist and my upper thigh. It's right there. Right there. And if I do squats, it makes my hiney bigger.
That's not bad. Hiney can be bigger.
I don't want to be Kardashian.
Yeah, but you want it. You want to do the Kardashian. It looks like a turkey breast. You know, kind of. It's just round and brown.
She has Photoshop.
Huh?
She has Photoshop. I did hear that her hiney is that big.
Well, you want white and tight. She's round and brown. You want white and tight.
It took you a minute to think of that. I could tell.
But I thought of it, didn't I?
So I was listening to one of our other podcasts that we like, uh-huh. The Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
Uh-huh.
And
Hank and Petra.
Yes.
I'm Hank.
Petra was saying that on one of the Kardashian shows, before I started watching it.
It needs to be washed.
She went to a doctor, and the doctor confirmed that that is her butt. It is not Photoshopped. There's no, like...
Well, her butt might not be Photoshopped, but it's like, the waist to make it look smaller to go with that bust.
Yeah, butt. I don't know.
We can't talk tonight. Washed, bust, butt, butt. I'm still in shock over last night's SOA.
We can't give away any spoilers. Anarchy. Don't give away any spoilers.
We can't?
No.
We can't?
No, because that'll give people a reason to stop listening. They'll be like, oh, I haven't watched.
And well, I do not want them to stop, but I do want to discuss the fact that I have never been this attached to any show in my life.
I have never, ever, in
my entire life,
wow,
had 7 years that I really felt that attached, that Tuesday nights were... They were, you know, Teller Tuesdays. They were just...
Oh, look at that. You think of it now, the show's over, we could have hashtagged that. What
hashtag
the hell?
Hashtag Teller Tuesdays. But it's still going to go around. Kurt Sutter is just a genius.
And he ended it before it started to go downhill.
Yes.
Like Seinfeld. He's very smart.
And I don't know...
You're hoping it comes back.
I'm hoping it comes back.
Or
well,
a movie
you know what?
Or something.
What they've done to end it. I know people are arguing with me, and I'm not going to give away the spoiler, but I really think they left it open-ended. I think that he might have meant for it to be over and wants it to be over,
mm-hmm,
but I think the way it was shot is like so many things that's left open-ended.
I was a little disappointed. How many times have I had to turn away because it's graphic.
Well, that was going to be my other point.
And hugely violent. And I felt like the final episode was just kind of like, you watched a ship sail away.
That's kind of what it was supposed to be, I think.
And I was like, what?
I think that was the piece that Jack is looking for. Jax is looking for. I think that was the point of the whole, of the deal. But I was going to say to you, because...
Are you going to make fun of me?
Not really. No, I just want to know something, because I love the show and I'll watch every second of the show. You don't really watch the show. You're either looking through your fingers or looking away, or you're on your phone listening, but you're not really watching as intently as somebody that just like, you know, that you want to see the imagery and
I don't.
And like you went, "Oh, I just recognized the homeless lady."
I'm not good at the little things.
But it's because you don't really watch stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Like
I get bored easily, and I think I'll fall asleep.
But
on
that's,
slow parts.
But that's what the whole thing of watching stuff is about, is watching to find like little gems that are hidden in the back or something.
Gems, like Gemma.
Yeah. But like the homeless lady, you know, what's the theme of that?
You admitted you hadn't really noticed her either in the 7 episodes
that
she supposedly had been in.
No, I had noticed her before. That's what I said to you. I was like, I saw her before, but I don't know what it meant. Because I hadn't gotten as deep as the people that like, there's people that just look for every clue, everything.
You have to wonder how many times they watch. You think they watch it multiple times?
I don't know. I wonder. But I think there's people like that on other shows, you know, that just.
Oh, I know people that have read books over and over again, and they'll find
something over.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the few shows that I've ever watched that goes as deep into histrionics and imagery than any show I've ever seen before. And I really think that's what got me hooked, was because you really feel like you almost know this family.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like watching Scandal or something, or it was one of those that you go, I really am into the family and the dynamics. And, oh, as a son, he did this. And as a father, you know, how is he going to react to that? And how do you deal? You just go in there and you shoot up a gang, and then you go home and rock your babies to sleep. I mean, this, like, right. Like you get into this whole psychology of stuff.
And last week's episode, not giving away any spoilers, because I know some people are like a couple seasons back, because they're like, what is this SOA? And it takes a while to catch up. But anyway, last week's episode, like, even though I felt like I knew them like that, like, I felt like I got an even deeper insight into their thinking.
Oh, definitely.
And their world. And I was just like, huh.
Especially when, this is not to give anything away, but when Gemma says, that's who we are.
Right. I was
that's
like,
who they are.
That was, yeah. And I just don't want that violent imagery in my head. I don't want to flash back to that. I was raised
so
with the idea that you don't desensitize yourself, because then that can open up some doors in your brain.
I think there's a big difference, that I've talked about this before back when I was on radio, is there's a big difference between watching something when you're a kid and desensitizing yourself, and as an adult knowing the difference between the two. I think that's the difference, because you have, as a kid, you don't know the difference between reality It's like, I remember one time my son, when he was little, karate kicked me, just came up, gave me a Ninja Turtle karate kick. And I was like, ow, what the? And he goes, did that hurt? I go, yeah. And he goes, it doesn't hurt on TV.
Oh, heavens.
And I go, it's this not, okay, I had explained to you. And I think that's the point, that kids don't understand. That's why I understand why parents watch kids. They let kids watch things that aren't age appropriate, because they don't know yet. They really have not figured out.
And I think it's an ignorance on the parents' part. Like, they don't think that deeply. They're like, oh, he'll get accustomed to it eventually. Who cares if he's 6 years old and he's watching Sons of Anarchy, you know?
Right, but that's the developmental years when they don't know.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying. But I think from what I've observed of people, not judging, I don't want to judge.
You can judge.
I'm not a parent. No, you
but
can.
I will.
You're a parent.
It's like people that let them drink at home. Well, they're going to do it anyway. Don't condone it, you know.
It's a lot harder to raise a kid, I think, these days than it was when I was growing up.
I think it's only harder if you don't want to do your job.
And there's a lot more. Like, growing up, there were movies and TV, but you didn't have the internet. You didn't have smartphones. Mm-hmm. You didn't have as much access to the bads of the world as you do now.
And that, again, is a parent's fault. Because even if a parent, my brother and I were talking about this the other day, because I've never been a big proponent of parents giving their kids cell phones.
Right.
You know, I just don't think that it's necessary. We survived without it. Most people have survived without it.
I was proud when I got my cell phone in college. I was like, yeah.
You probably worked for it and
$200 down
it.
And...
Yeah. Okay, so my point being is that when you give them a phone, you give them access to the adult world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want them to have a phone so they can stay in touch with you, then get them like the old man jitterbug phone that all it does is call. But when you give them a smartphone, now they have total access to the internet, porn, sexting. Why are kids sexting each other? Because they can. Why can they? Because you bought them the phone.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? I think parents, again, don't do their job when it comes to what is actually right and what's wrong.
Right. No, I agree with you. Again, I just don't want to be... I dodge stuff.
I know. You'd make a horrible talk show host.
Awesome. Podcast is an audio version of a talk show. And you just said I make a horrible talk show host.
No, this is different. This is a podcast. By talk show, I'm talking about people that sit there, you know, listen, that have the opinion... That have to stick to it. If you believe this, you have to do it. Because my old radio partner, Kelly Ford, told me she was horrible at talk radio. Because she'd go, oh, well, I guess I see your point, too. Well, you like...
Right. You don't want to...
waffle.
There's no conflict.
Yeah. You either have to, you know, pick a side and stick with it. I think that's, again, part of the problem with America is linear thinking. If you believe something, then you sort of have to believe it along the whole lines.
Mm-hmm.
not just, what do they call them? Like the, they call them the cafeteria Christians, of like the same thing of like sliding your tray along and go, all right, I'll believe that, but I won't believe this. And give me some of that, but I don't want any of this. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, oh, yeah. Kind of. That's, yeah. I was raised in that environment. I didn't realize it till I grew up.
The cafeteria Christians?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You were raised pretty good.
Like, I was raised pretty strict. Yeah. My parents were both.
And your parents are still like very solid.
Very solid. That's they were awesome. Both in the church. Mm-hmm. You know, the, both mom was a Sunday school teacher. Dad was, I think they called it an elder or whatever. Deacon. I was thinking Mormon church. Deacon in the church.
An elder is a part of the Jehovah's Witness church.
Right. Wrong church.
I'm like, wait, is there something you... Is that why we have five bicycles in our garage?
Yeah. You didn't realize it. When you're not here, I'm peddling door to door, asking them if I could have a moment of their time. I could never be a Mormon because I couldn't do the missionary work. I can't even be on the stationary bike for 45 minutes. I don't know how these guys get out there and ride around for weeks at a time.
They are skinny kids, and they're young. They're like 18, mm-hmm. 19 years old. Isn't that when they go off and start doing that stuff?
The two-year mission.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, like the Mormons have the two-year mission. In Israel, when you turn a certain age, you have to become part of the military. That's required.
Mm.
And that, again, I think helps people.
Do you think that... The United States should look into something like that, requiring their 18. Look
maybe.
At you, because you have no military background.
I have no military background.
So you have no, and
have,
neither do I.
I couldn't say, but yeah, maybe. I think it might
at
be.
At least like a year.
Yeah, it might help with
basic.
Adult.
Basic
just maybe
training.
Basic training to turn you
to
into
have a
more
physical
of an
fitness background, yeah. And some discipline.
Yeah, you might not have to go totally to war unless you go, mm-hmm. Hey, I really want to do this.
Right.
But. When you join, you at least have to go through it, maybe become clerical,
right.
Do other things. And, then,
and it would give you some salt. Because someone, I was, again, listening to Hillbilly. Wow, I really like their podcast, obviously. I was listening to them, and they made a great point. Once you graduate high school, you're expected to be an adult and be out there and make decisions. But the day before you graduate high school, you can't even go to the bathroom when you want to.
No, you still got to raise your hand. And
yeah. That's huge. I never even thought about that because that's why college is so important.
Well, that goes back again to what I was saying earlier about I'm doing my hands backwards. That goes back to what I was saying earlier about parents not being good parents or doing their job, because your whole point of being a parent is to help them grow to be a better adult.
Right.
And so many people don't make them do adult things until the last minute.
Or
like they grow up so fast, I don't want them to have to do like I remember doing chores and stuff and cutting the grass and,
right.
And you know, having to do and forced to get a job at 14 because, you know, you needed to have your own spending money. Mm-hmm. And
there was no money before I had a job. I didn't get money. I didn't get an allowance. I did my chores because that's what I was asked to do.
Yeah.
And then
as
soon as I was old enough to start babysitting at 14 and a half, I was like, bam. And then as soon as I could get a real job at 15 and a half, I was like, bam.
Well, did you see my post today? Or I posted last night about the labeling machine.
I saw something about, you got a labeling machine.
No, I wanted a
label. You wanted one, but you ended up getting one.
Yes. This goes back to almost what you're talking about. When I was little, my grandfather had a labeling machine. He had one of those, mm-hmm. He turned it to the number and the letter, and he squeezed it, and it put out the sticky tape. And I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember touching it, like, don't touch it. Don't waste the tape. Don't buy, you know. Like, oh, I really want one of these. How cool would it be just to type out stuff and stick, list label things? But I don't have any money. I don't have, one day when I have access to money.
Access to money.
But see, that's what kids are missing.
Right.
I remember wanting, that made me want to work. I wanted money.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me want to go to work. Kids are missing that. They're not learning that you have to work to get money.
Right.
Where's your desire for the money? And then when you get it, the things that you spend it on are much more important and more dear to you.
Do you miss that feeling? As I've gotten older and, you know, I make a little bit more money than I did when I was 16.
Yeah.
Thank God. And when I spend money a little bit more loosely, mm-hmm. than I did back then, and from time to time, I I go, I wish I had that appreciation that I had when I was 16. When I was like, oh my gosh, I just bought a prom dress that was $200.
And you saved up for it.
And I still have that dang prom dress because it was so much money.
Are you going to wear it again one day?
Probably. You want to take me somewhere nice?
Take you to a prom.
What's happening over
here?
That's
the dog knocking your cord.
Oh. It's a rap video.
Yeah. She has to hold Butterfly.
Who is our teacup poodle.
Teacup poodle, or the dog barks the entire time. Dog is so spoiled. Like kids today.
It's because you leave me alone and I have nothing to do but spoil her.
Well, what did you do? What was your very first job? What was the first thing that you said, all right, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make my own money?
I was a babysitter because you couldn't work until you were 15 and a half.
Yeah.
And I couldn't actually work until I was 16 because you had to drive places. Mm-hmm. So I was a babysitter and I worked really hard. I was very smart about it. I started volunteering at my church probably at the age of 14, mm-hmm. being camp counselor at church camp and volunteering anytime I could in the nursery or the child care. And guess who became the number one babysitter in the church? And we had a big church. So like every Friday, Saturday night, I was booked. And then when I turned 16...
Oh my God, how did you do that? That'd have been horrible. You didn't have like any dates or boyfriends or anything? God.
You know, I had boyfriends, but I had a goal.
You just brought them over to the house?
No. Oh gosh,
while you were babysitting?
No.
Oh, I see.
Heck no.
Floozy.
Don't even. Mm-hmm. And then when I turned 16, I was applying different places in my small town of Ozark, Missouri, because I wanted to save gas because I had a driver's license. I had a car, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to have to drive to the big city of Springfield, which was 10 minutes away. So I worked really hard and got a referral to work at the grocery store. That was my big job. But I didn't know how to spend money. I just put it in a bank every week.
Well, that's good, though.
Yeah, until my friend, Monica, thanks, Monica, she's like, you have like $3,000 in your bank account. I'm like, I know. I've been working all summer. She's like, you can spend that, you know? And I was like, I got to save it. You never know.
What
I didn't
are you
know
saving
how to spend
it for?
Money. Yeah, I had no idea.
You didn't have anything that you wanted, like a label machine or anything?
Well, I had a savings account where for my senior trip, I wanted to go to Nashville.
Woohoo!
Yeah. But I ended up making a bad decision, wrecking a car, and had to use that savings to fix the car. That was one of my first biggest life lessons in the world.
Huh.
My senior trip went to fixing a car.
Wow.
I know. I grew up fast.
And what was your next job?
Okay, so after that.
After babysitting and then.
Grocery store.
Were you a sacker or a checker?
I started as a sacker and then I was promoted to a checker.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? Then I went to college.
Did you know how to sack properly?
Yes.
Or was that somebody else doing that?
No, I learned how to sack. I was a sacker. I had to sweep the parking lot every morning.
That's a sweeper.
No, it was all at 8 o'clock in the morning. Not a lot of people are at the grocery store.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay. Then I went to college, and I started about 2.5 months prior to my first semester at college because I went to a work-study school. So my job there, in order to pay for my room and board, the summer before my first semester, I worked as a cook in the kitchen. And I learned how to make eggs and bacon and... It was
powdered eggs and bacon.
I actually started out no.
Y'all made
eggs
and bacon?
Yes, probably from the chickens because it was a rural college. We had a farm.
Keeping it rural.
They had agricultural majors there. Anyway, started as a dishwasher, was promoted to cook. And then I'm like, I want out of this. So the college had a radio station and I went up there, and during my high school years, they had an internship program where you could do an internship as one of your credit hours, and
right.
I became an intern at a radio station. So I'm like, I've done this, I have this experience, and I like presented myself, and the guy was just like, oh, okay.
You said I have this experience as
like
a checker at a
no,
a sacker,
as a radio station intern.
Okay.
Yeah, so I worked at the college radio station all 4.5 years that I was in school, and it was so awesome.
I could hear you all the way to the parking lot.
Shut up. up. It was a very small, we actually used the phone. I'm talking a lot. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We used the telephone to raise and lower the tower every day. And if we didn't lower the tower at the end of the day at midnight, we could be fined. And someone didn't, and she got kicked out of the radio station.
Why'd they have to raise and lower the tower?
Because of FCC regulations, like from midnight to 6 a.m., like those wavelengths were used for something else.
And that tower got in the way, or was it just so high planes might fly
into
it?
No, it wasn't a physical thing. It was like a transmitter thing.
Oh, like the signal. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then my first year in college, I didn't have access to a car. They locked the freshmen's cars up during the week, Monday through Friday.
So y'all couldn't drive into town and party and stuff?
Right. So we had limitations. And so I couldn't really get a job that first year of college. And so I blew through any money I had saved just for like the basics. Like
we were buying t-shirts and tearing them
on
up
the weekend.
Making 80s kind of flash dance stuff.
No, that was later when I had money.
Oh, okay.
And then my first job in college was, that's when I fell into waitressing.
Fell into it?
I did. Like, I went to this place with a friend.
You
and they
tripped
had,
and fell into a
they
waitress
had amazing,
uniform.
They had amazing mozzarella sticks that were like an inch thick and like 6 inches long. And I was like, what's up with these? These are awesome. And I saw Now Hiring. I was like, well, I think I need a job for the summer.
Where else am I going to get my freshman 15?
Right. And then I applied there. And then I also, that's when I started working multiple jobs. Because then I'm like, I want to be a lifeguard too. Yeah. So, like, I
so
just,
you understand money. That's the point of what we're...
You can cut a lot of that out. I'm so
sorry.
No,
I'm not.
This is the history of Janet.
Well, everybody needs to know who they're listening to and why. but you're being the perfect example of what I was saying as far as, you know, kids aren't doing these things to learn about money. They don't have the job. They don't have the work ethic.
Right.
They don't know that money is important. That mm-hmm. you, if you don't have it, you want to make it. If there's something you really want, you got to save up for it. Kind of like when Dylan was little, and you know, Dylan, my son.
I've never talked about him.
But I would give him. I kind of taught him a little money with the Dollar Tree store, the dollar store.
Okay.
Because I would give him $5 and say, okay, you can either buy 5 things, or you could buy 2 things and save $3, or mm-hmm. or you could save all 5 and save up and get another 5, and you could go to another store and get a $10 thing. I was trying to explain to him, you know, how money works.
And that's good.
And I think he kind of caught on to that. I mean, he definitely will save when he needs to and spend when he needs to. And,
yes.
You know, he'll look for bargains. I think that's another thing that people don't do. You have to learn to go.
Oh, stop. When I first started dating you, you were like, coupons.
Oh, I still won't do a coupon. I won't. I'll hand it to you. How often do I come back and go, oh, there's a coupon if you want it. But I'm not going to. I'm talking about bargains as far
Pride.
As like going, you know, those are $100 boots, but if I look for them online, I might get them cheaper. Or, you know, I've got my eye on this jacket, but if it'll probably go on sale this winter, you know, that kind of thing.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah. I only buy stuff, and you know this, I'll buy it if it's one of a kind and I'm not going to be able to get it again.
Right.
That's when I just pull out the card and go, got to have it because it may not be here again. It's not like there's a rack of 800 plaid shirts, you know.
Do you ever remember something you didn't buy that you regret still?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have anything like that.
Yeah.
Like what?
My Easy Bake Oven. No, I'm kidding.
If my hands weren't full with a teacup poodle, I would totally be flipping you off right now.
Did you have an Easy Bake Oven?
I did not. No.
That explains it.
Oh, stop it. I made you a delicious dinner tonight.
You made dinner? You did?
Shake and bake. You didn't like it?
Oh, it was delicious. You said it was. It was delicious. I've never had pretzel pork chops, ever. Pretzel.
Shake and bake. It was shake and bake, and it was a pretzel mix, and you didn't like it?
No, it was delicious. You said it was.
Shut up. You'd also never had gluten-free noodles.
That was not delicious. I will tell you that. I loved
it. It tasted just like a normal noodle.
I don't care what adjective you put in front of that. It was not delicious. It had a good taste about it because you added
pesto.
Delicious pesto. But as far as being like, this is some delicious noodles.
I'm kind of following you. You had said a few months ago when I was having some stomach issues, you were like, maybe it's the gluten thing. And I think you might be onto something.
I think I am onto something. Because I read all the symptoms in that magazine. I sent you the stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yep, that's you. Yep, that's you. Yep, yeah. Yep, that's you. That's you.
So I'm trying to cut down. And I have a really good friend now, Kathy, who's gluten-free. And she, talks about it all the time. And I ask her questions. And she had the same thing. Like, she was, like, really bad. Like, really sick.
Well, our pal Ken Wilson, who was the drummer in my band, he is now officially
gluten-free.
Ordered by the doctor.
It's hard.
Because he was having really bad indigestion and acid reflux. And
that's how Kathy
his
was.
His throat would close up on him, like he couldn't swallow it. And, he didn't find out till you're older.
And she did not, little things that you don't even think about. Like, it took her probably the last 6 months to really trial and error.
Oh, he told me about
stuff and gluten.
Crab legs.
Yeah.
Ken told me he can't have crab legs because of the binding element that they use on crab legs has gluten in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he didn't realize that till he was eating and felt his throat start to close and where's the packaging and like, yep, there it is. Should have known. So
can he do sushi?
Yeah, because rice doesn't have, most of it's wheat. It's a wheat.
Anything
stuff.
That has a binding agent, like the crab legs, Pringles.
Anything's fake, sort of.
Right.
Like chicken nuggets, yeah. I bet you.
Oh, I don't know.
I bet. Because that's a big thing right now. I don't know if you've been following that. McDonald's has been, they released a video showing how they make chicken nuggets and how they're...
Didn't they do that like a year or two ago?
That I don't know.
Remember the squeeze through the thing?
Oh, no, that was some company or some other one of those organizations that was trying to show you bad things.
Oh.
And this is the actual McDonald's said, no, this is the process of how we make chicken nuggets. But I always thought, in my naivety, that it was just chunks of chicken that they had just...
There's definitely
sliced.
A huge texture difference. I knew that as a child. Remember when they used to have the dark meat nuggets?
No.
Yeah. So growing up, my brother and I, we would both get chicken nuggets.
They specifically did white and dark meat?
No, but you could find the darker meat in the nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's the buttholes.
Probably like 5
that's
years...
That's chicken buttholes.
5 years ago, they got rid of all the dark meat.
They took the buttholes out.
I think they actually switched it from non-chicken at that point.
I think we should just avoid a lot of that kind of food.
We do. We do really good at
I'm
that.
Not, I'm
like
not
we
America.
Haven't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like we there for a while we were Taco Bell crazy. We
yes.
as in me and then you sometimes.
Well, I would watch you eat it
I know.
And then want it or
I
you'd
know.
Bring it up and be like, "Yeah, that does sound good." 'Cause I love hot sauce.
You do.
I love hot sauce.
He does. He does. He loves it more than his girlfriend.
And just, I would put hot sauce on just a tortilla. And I think that's what made Taco Bell semi-appealing to me, is I could have fire sauce, lettuce, cheese, and that other stuff. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Because it's the sauce to me that makes the flavor. I've never
See,
really
I don't
had
even
a,
add the sauce.
So you're just tasting sawdust. I don't know what they make.
The beefy five-layer burrito is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Beans. That's got a lot of beans in it.
I like
it?
Beans.
Yep, she's asleep.
Why do you say that? Like, I don't know if you're real. Like, do I toot in my sleep? Okay, you're on. Everyone's listening. Do I toot in my sleep? I'm asking you. Ask me anything.
That gluten spaghetti tonight was delicious, by the way.
So that's a no. No, for real, do I?
No. No. You talk in your sleep. We've mentioned this before, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. My brother does that.
He talks?
My sister-in-law let me know. This last time I went to Missouri, it came up, and she's like, yeah, your brother talks in his sleep. I was like, me too. It must be genetics.
It's kind of weird.
Really?
Kind of.
You've never dated anyone that talked in their sleep?
No.
For real?
Ever. Really? Ever. No.
And you've dated a lot of girls.
But nobody talked in their sleep. Nobody was like saying, just put it on my charge account, or saying, wow, that is a really big statue. You know, just random, random. Oh my goodness, where did all those beetles come from?
Do you think it's because I have stronger brain power than other people? Like, I'm constantly thinking even when I'm sleeping?
Maybe. Maybe.
You just said I was the smartest girlfriend of them all.
Well, you'd be bald.
In my head.
You'd be bald, though.
Why? Oh.
My theory of processing power. That when
you should share that with the world.
Didn't we do this already?
You should share it again.
Okay. I believe that, like, you know, when you... You use your phone a lot, how your phone will heat up. You can start to get hot because of the processing. Same thing with your computer. It needs a fan, or it gets hot or overheats when it's processing. I think that's why some people go bald, is because they think too much. They just, their brain is constantly going, and the processing power just...
Well, you know
me. And their head gets hot and fries their hair. And I think Bosley hair replacement should use that in their commercials. Are you okay. Too smart for your original hair?
Are you too smart for your roots?
Are you smarter than your roots? Yeah, I believe I am. I got above my raisin.
Oh, heavens. Oh, heavens to Betsy.
Do you feel you got above your raisin?
I think I push myself beyond the bars that were set for me.
The bars that were set for you? The ones I said, that's fine. That's enough. Just
I was
that.
The first person in my family to graduate from college.
Holy shit.
On one side.
Oh, on
and
one
then
side.
On the other side, I was the second.
Well, that means you're smarter than me.
No, it doesn't it does. Mean that. You know that
you
doesn't
mean. You graduated from college.
You know
I only went
mean
for
that.
A couple years.
You're way more observant than I am. I work on emotions, and I think that's why I talk in my sleep. I work on emotions. Like, my boss and I are working through, like, I have to...
You're working through your emotions with your boss?
Yeah, because I can be reactive
uh-huh.
rather than stopping and thinking. Like, we just had a conversation today, and I was like, you know, I send you emails just to kind of bounce stuff off of you because I don't want to be reactive to other people.
So you're not really, it's not necessary emails, it's just sort of, hey.
And that's what I was talking to him about, was like, I was like, is this clogging up your world?
And he went, yes, yes, it is.
No, he said, no, that's why I'm here. You are one of my most low maintenance employees. Listen, I know. I'll be like, hey, I'm going to say this to so-and-so. What do you think? When before now I had an equal, like another recruiter in my office that I could do that to. I don't have that anymore. Ashley left.
Right.
The other recruiters left.
So you're,
last man standing.
So you're more of a, an emotional on everything level.
Yes.
See, that's not good.
I know.
And that's not good at all
on
any level.
I'm working on it. I will admit it. I am emotional. I take things too personally. What? You didn't like my candidate? You must hate me.
What? You didn't like my gluten-free spaghetti?
You must
not
love me anymore.
You must hate me.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know where that came from. Like, what? No one in my family
You're
is emotional.
You're working on a TV show with floozies? You must hate me.
Okay, now, right now is a little bit of a stressful time.
Uh-huh.
You were in Vegas, you're home for 4 days,
uh-huh.
3 days, and then you go to the Caribbean. And this is all around the Christmas season. And you're just kind of like, you're kind of like, fa-la-la. I was like, hey, have you done any Christmas shopping for the family? No. What do they want? Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, no, I haven't done any. I've done Christmas shopping for
Why
you.
Why do you wait until the last minute?
I don't know. Because I think with my emotions.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No.
But honestly, it's because I missed the email. That's honestly why I probably have, because I have been thinking about.
You can only use that excuse so many times.
I get a shitload of email. I've done this before, like, oh, did you send me an invitation to something? Oh, did you get the screener link? Like, I do the movie reviews, and I got to think today about getting a screener link, and I go, I never got it. Oh, I didn't. I missed it with all the spam that had gone through, so that's part of. I get too much.
You need to unsubscribe.
I need a personal assistant. That's what I need. I need a PA.
Can it be a dude?
No. No.
Then no. Your request is declined.
God. You're so hard to work with.
Really? No. I just know you.
What?
No.
Okay. So I can't have a personal assistant. Declined. But anyway, that's why I missed the email. And I would have been. I think a lot of people like that. I don't think it's just me. I think in this day and age, people they miss emails.
I did. Remember the movie lady?
Yes, she had been emailing me. You missed one too.
But I had accidentally saved her email under a different name. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you have any, is there any news stories or anything?
I want to say a big congratulations to our Brownie Brittle winner.
Okay. Sheila G's Brownie Brittle. It's delicious. You can find it at stores all around the world.
All around the world. And
our winner is tongue roll.
Deborah.
Fierney.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Spell it.
You know what F-U-R-N-E-Y.
You say F-U. What?
You know what the sweetest thing is? After she won a whole thing of Brownie Brittle, she donated.
She hit the donate button on our Podbean, and she made a donation to the podcast. Yay! So that's how easy it is to do.
It's on our Podbean, yeah. And she had some troubles with her Android phone, having issues with being able to donate. So that might be an issue. You might want to keep it to the actual internet on your computer. That's what I'm trying to say. Multitasking here.
Well, I think she was having trouble on the phone because she might have been getting the mobile version of the site, which only gives you a limited website.
Right.
I don't think it has all the whatever it takes to run the. I wish I knew more about websites, but whatever the Java, the whatever makes that little thing pop up.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll call up the Podbean website and the little play buttons won't show up. The little things.
Yeah, there's a Java update on our computer right now, and I'm wondering what that will affect.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if that Java update is real or not, or a virus.
Oh, heavens.
I swear. That's one of the reasons I have not installed it.
Oh.
I keep skipping it when you start it, and it says Java update. I have not installed that because a while back there was a whole thing about
some fake Java.
Yeah. And I know that a lot of websites are going to stop using Java, that they're moving away from it.
That's good, because it doesn't work with the mobile devices, and everyone's mobile.
Right. So that's why I've avoided updating the Java on this computer.
I did find an interesting story.
What?
So, have you ever heard of a pre-pup agreement?
A pre-pup agreement?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you get a dog, like when you break up, who gets the dog?
Yeah, so there was a superstar golfer, it was over the pond.
Mm-hmm. In the UK?
In the UK. Rory McIlroy.
That's how you want to say it?
Ended his relationship with childhood sweetheart Holly Sweeney in 2011. They agreed visitation rights to their two dogs.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had that issue?
Yes. Yes.
You're not going to elaborate?
I will elaborate.
Okay.
When I got a divorce... the last time, there was three dogs in the house.
Names?
It was Applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
There was four dogs. Sorry, I have to go back. It was four dogs. It was Applesauce, Moon Pie, Pork Chop, Moon Pie, and JJ.
I've never heard of JJ.
Yeah, that's because JJ was not a red. JJ was... kind of lost in the divorce.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What do you mean lost?
Because she wanted something, one of the dogs, and JJ was a little Chihuahua mix. It was about the size of this one.
Butterfly, and,
the teacup poodle. And so it got, I came home one day because normally they were in the backyard and the
didn't get permission.
The dog was missing. And it had been dog napped. And
by its other owner.
By its other owner. So it's kind of like really I couldn't really do the alerts? I couldn't do
a puppy alert?
A puppy alert along the highway, you know.
But did you talk to her and confirm that she had it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Were you upset?
No.
Because you still had three.
I still had three, and I had three that I really, really, really wanted.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah. So I understand how that goes, that somebody wants one of the dog or access to the dog.
I've not gone through that. But couples who are worried about pet custody have started a new trend of pre-pup agreements if they break up. 1 in 10 sweethearts are signing legal documents. Over who gets ownership of their mutt.
It's a beagle document.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mutt or moggy if the relationship hits the rocks. I had never heard of this, and I'm like, whoa. There is no paperwork. Women are more likely to keep Rover or Butterfly, with 4 out of 10 saying they would take the pets with them compared to 2 in 10 men, which is not you. Because the dogs were here before me.
Yeah. And they'll be here.
Excuse me?
No, just kidding. I'm just teasing you. Because we've been dating over 2 years
months,
now.
Right?
Yeah, over 6 months.
Yeah. So it's a pre-pup agreement.
I like it. Any other new stuff that you found?
There's a girl that likes to eat toilet paper. Have you ever known anyone that ate something weird?
Yes, and there's a name for that, and I can't. Is it pica?
I don't know.
I think it might.
I have no idea. But what did that person eat that you knew?
They ate the dust off the Venetian blinds.
Who do you know that did that?
Oh, I don't know him personally. I just saw it on TV.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Oh.
My brother had this blanket.
Uh-huh.
Like a big blanket that you would put on a bed when it's cold, and it was kind of fuzzy. You could pull the fuzz off.
Uh-huh. Like Linus?
Like, kind of like the green blanket we use to cuddle and watch TV sometimes.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And it has got little fuzz balls on it and stuff?
Yeah. And he would put the fuzz ball, he would pull it off and put it in his hand and suck on his thumb and eat the fuzz.
You're telling this about your brother?
Yeah, he doesn't do it anymore. He was like a child.
Are you sure he doesn't do it anymore?
I'm sure.
You're positive.
But
did
you
talk to him about it before you brought this up?
Nobody like knew that was happening for the longest time. And then all of a sudden his blanket started getting holes in it. And my mom's like, well, he holds on to it pretty tight.
Uh-huh.
And then they did an x-ray and he had fuzz in his stomach. Yeah, it was a deficiency of some vitamin or mineral. But yeah, he's good now. He doesn't eat blanket anymore. He was the original blanket.
He was a blanket eater.
Blanket
eater. Oh, my God. You know, if any of his friends are listening to this, they're going to tease him about
it. I'm telling you, my family, I'm like, hey, I have a podcast. All you have to do is hit play. And they're like,
we don't have the internet.
No, they have the internet. But this girl, she's 25. Again, she's in the UK.
What is it about the UK?
I went to the mirror.
Okay, all right.
She's developed a craving while she's been pregnant of eating one roll of toilet paper a day. Different brands taste different, she says. A mom of five, that's a mom.
A mom.
has revealed she eats an entire loo roll every day.
Loo, that's bathroom. That's what they call the bathroom.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Her name is Jade Sylvester. She developed a craving for clean toilet paper. Notice how they had to stress clean toilet paper.
Do they have it in quotes or is it just bigger type?
Nope.
Okay.
During a recent pregnancy and now eats as much as an entire loo roll's worth each and every day. She first developed the bizarre snacking habit while she was expecting her youngest son, Jackson. And Jade of another place in England said, 2 months into the pregnancy, I started craving toilet roll.
Paper.
I still don't know why.
Huh.
She said it's the texture in her mouth rather than the taste. She likes the dryness. My family tells me it isn't very good for me, but I can't help it. Despite giving birth to her son more than 15 months ago, she still cannot tear herself away from the paper snack. Whenever nature calls. And if you look at her, she's kind of a different, like, she's the tattooed.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, she doesn't look inbred.
But she's very thin. I bet that, like, covers some calories.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of models will eat paper, cotton balls and paper.
Yeah.
So that fills them up for the food. So that might be part. But that's weird that she's doing a whole roll of toilet paper. And it's weird that she thinks some taste better than others. And
like,
but at the same time,
way better than, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the other brands.
Most people like chips and salsa. She's going for Charmin. But I guess she's kind of streamlined because when she poops, she wipes herself. Hey!
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 Ooh, and the crowd goes weird.
Was that a weird thought?
Yes.
Huh? Because she'll poop and
just pictured
the paper
her butt.
Will go on through.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Ew. Yeah.
Do you think she has those like dog poops like you find out in the yard? You know, like when the dogs eat paper towels and they have those long kind of...
What dogs eat paper towels?
Ayers. Ayers will eat any paper towel, any paper plate.
Moon Pie, waits for you to finish your toothbrushing.
I know.
He loves toothpaste.
Loves toothpaste. It's weird.
That's why she didn't take Moon Pie.
And the dog will eat, like, if you're eating off a paper plate, he'll steal the plate from you and chew the center out of it. And then the poops, the poops look like they've all been like paper mache art class poops.
There you go. It could be art. We could sell it in
Boulder. Maybe that's what she's doing.
Boulder. She's collecting her poop for art purposes.
You never know.
Are you an ABBA fan?
I don't hate them. I'm not a fan. I wouldn't go out and rush out and see a musical based on the music of ABBA. But why?
Because there's a new version of Monopoly.
Monopoly?
Monopoly. I can't talk tonight. It's the ABBA Monopoly. It lets you buy singles instead of streets and recording studios instead of houses.
Really?
That would kind of be our thing. That would be fun.
Do you hear the drums, Fernando? No, I don't see that. I don't really see that being...
Oh.
No. I'm not a board game person. We've talked about this.
Oh, I was so disappointed when we first started dating, and I was like, so, can we have a game night? And you're like, what? What are you talking about?
I'm we should have a game night.
When we have other couples over, and we play a board game, and there's drinking involved, even though you don't drink, like, it's fun. It's socializing. And you're like, no.
No, it's not, 1932 anymore.
We don't have people over.
We don't have people over.
No, if they're not blood relatives or related to blood relatives, then
they don't need to be in this house. Yeah. There's nothing more boring or that will bore you like a board game.
We don't do a lot of socializing with others.
Well, that's good. Okay. That way we don't have to start any fights of like going, Jesus Christ, I can't get these people to leave.
I've never had that fight with anyone else.
Ever?
No, like, I was always the one that would crash early. I know you're shocked.
Shocker!
And I'd be like, okay, guys, you have fun. I'm going to sleep now.
You would actually leave your party. Your own party.
Well, it was always a couple thing. Uh-huh. So the other person that I was with at the time would maintain.
Oh, that's...
We talked about your ex-wife and the dog. We can talk about my ex.
That's great. Let's talk about your ex.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. You got any other boyfriends you want to talk about, too?
Nope.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. It's okay if we talk about your ex-wife, but my ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. Well, yes, I'm listening. If you wanna,
I didn't lose any animals in that split.
If you would have... No, you brought the cat over here. God. And now
you
I've got... Now you've got
her.
Me...
You're a cat person.
Now you've got me watching cat videos.
You do post them.
On my own. On my damn self. I'll find myself watching.
You could see Rain or Pooh Bear doing that, couldn't you?
I can.
That's the problem with cat videos, because you can see your cat.
Your own cat doing that.
They do cute things like that.
They're just so damn cute.
Yes.
Cats are so damn cute. That's why God made them cute, so you don't kill them.
And they require very minimal maintenance.
That is, I'll have to give you that.
I've told you that since the beginning, and you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Dogs over cats.
Yeah, but...
But I still
that
think...
That cat does not yap.
No.
There's no yapping.
No, and you can actually put out a big bowl of food and water and go, see you in a
few
days!
I'm going to Hawaii! We did that. When we went to Hawaii, your sister... would check on the dogs, mm-hmm. but the cats didn't. No, the litter box was a bit of a mess.
I think
when
my
we
sister
came back.
Even said, "Do y'all still have those cats?" Yeah, you just They're didn't see them the whole time you were there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Anyway, speaking of going out of town, you're getting ready to hit the Caribbean.
Yep, got to go do a cruise ship again.
Gotta do it. Gotta go work in the Caribbean.
I got to. I got to make money. I got to pay for this house somehow. So one of us has got to work. So I will be the one to sacrifice and go to this.
I bet we could find you a cubicle job.
Phil Palasalk said, the velvet prison of a cruise ship cabin. The velvet prison.
You know what's a prison?
What?
A cubicle with a shower door.
That sounds like hell. That's not prison.
But I painted it pink, and it's all good. It's all good. I love my job, but my office is just kind of a joke. You've seen it.
It's too pink.
No. The fact that I have a door that slides.
That too.
It's a shower door.
I know. So it's like really hard to... Have alone time in there, huh?
There's
Is that
no
what you're saying? No alone time?
I don't want any.
Alone time?
I don't want any. Huh? But I have asked several times if I could paint one wall pink.
And they said no. No. I'll tell you no. I don't even work there, and I'll tell you no.
So, my coworker thought of a fabulous idea.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go to a fabric store and get a big piece of
And I'll still
pink
tell you no.
Fabric. No. And it's going to be
That will be unprofessional.
Under... Really?
Yeah.
In comparison to what I already have?
Yeah. The other, your room now, it looks decorated. Like a decorator might have come in and had a theme. But just to take a big sheet of something pink and hang it on the wall, that's like the people that just hang a bed sheet over the window because they can't afford
a
curtain.
No.
You do not want to be that person.
You did not just compare me to those people.
I did. See? Now you know.
You bought me jewels to hang on my wall.
I know. That's decorative. Exactly a decoration. It came in a box. It was designed to be decoration. But you know the people I'm talking about that just staple gun a blanket over the window. We'll get curtains one
but
day.
No, this isn't we'll get curtains. In place of paint. It could be like a pink accent wall.
No. Mm. No, it's too much. It's too much. Think with your head and not your
not
pinkness.
Not with my pinkness. Ooh, that's the title of the podcast.
How to think with your head and not your pinkness.
That could be dirty, too.
I think it could be.
All right.
Speaking of pinkness, are you going to bring up the article that I sent you?
Nope.
Nope, not at
you
all.
You said it wasn't appropriate for
this
podcast.
I didn't say it wasn't appropriate for this podcast. I said I thought it was more about a chick thing because I found it, and I shouldn't even say this, found it in Glamour magazine.
You read the chick magazines more than I do.
I do because I think... Every man should... Well, they have good articles, first of all.
Because you got to get in the floozy's brain somehow.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to get inside a floozy's head.
Yep. Okay,
now, we don't have to talk about this if you don't want to.
No, I got it right here.
But I
thought
it's
the benefits of masturbation for women.
Oh, my God. Did you really... Oh.
I think that's a scientific term.
No, you did not. You went from pinkness to...
to more pinkness.
Okay.
So the benefits of masturbation
yes.
for women.
Yeah, for women. Thank you.
Seven reasons you should touch yourself on a regular basis, ladies.
Yeah, I think we probably should have opened with this. When I edit this podcast, I'm going to put it right up
front. This
will
be the beginning. Yeah, you should see the picture of the girl in the bathtub. That's probably what drew you to it. You're like, what's happening?
No, it was just the headline that drew me to it.
And the headline is seven reasons you should touch yourself on a regular basis. That'll draw, any man to it. Number one, it feels good.
Okay.
Number two.
Wait. It's got to have more than that.
Yes. Let's start off with the obvious. Masturbating is part of a human nature because we are pleasure-seeking beings and it feels amazing. That's
yes.
it.
Yes. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yes. It makes sexy time better.
Uh-huh.
A huge pro of solo sexy time is that you discover what you like in a way that can be hard when another person is getting in on the action. Then you can bring your epiphanies into the bedroom for a more explosive time all around.
There's a lot of adjectives in that.
The next one is it's a stress reliever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. That's why you should do it at work. That's what I figured you were... that's what I thought you when I was saying you needed a... Is that what you hated your door about?
No.
Because you didn't have enough...
No.
Lone time, me time.
Whether you've had a crappy day at work or your family is driving you nuts, the endorphins that follow an orgasm can help wash. Did we need that?
I'm listening.
It's the perfect time to fantasize. Fantasies can make your sex life stronger when you're with someone, and they can become your entire sex life when you're not. Each night, you can get down on your head with a new person who really does it for you.
A new person?
That's what it says. But I think that's more directed towards single people.
Oh, I would hope so.
It'll get you in the mood. I don't understand this one. This is especially true.
You'd be like, not tonight, I'm done.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, how does it get you in the mood?
Well, it says it's especially...
Maybe if you just start and then don't finish. Maybe you just kind of...
And then if your partner can't finish, like, then you're frustrated.
Yeah.
And then you're cranky.
That's...
This is especially true if the sex in your relationship is waning. Spending time alone might be just what you need to get your head back in the game and bring that renewed energy to the bedroom.
A little me time.
I'm doing me. Literally. You get to sample different sex toys. What? I don't really need to explain that.
You don't?
No.
Is there a whole thing underneath that about the...
There are goal-oriented options like the Luna Smart Bead, which promises to pleasure train you for hotter O's.
Oh.
Then there are chick ones like Crave's Vesper that double as compliment-worthy accessories. There's an entire world of toys out there, and if you're intrigued, you owe it to your body to try them out.
Well, if I have to, I guess I will.
And then the last one is because you can. It's pretty amazing that you need nothing but your hand to make yourself feel so good. You're on the verge of a blackout. Why not take advantage of that as much as you can? Well, maybe not as much as you can. Whether you don't want to neglect your life or get carpal tunnel. Don't want to get carpal tunnel.
Do not want to get carpal.
Not from that.
No, no. How'd you hurt yourself?
I was doing me.
A lot. You'd have to do it a lot to get carpal tunnel. If you actually went to the doctor for masturbation, carpal tunnel, that'd have to be like, what are you doing, like 50 times a day?
Ouch. Yeah.
Then it wouldn't just be your wrist that was hurting.
Right. So I did it. I shared the article on our podcast.
I'm really shocked. Why? I am. Because I thought that was more chick chat that you would be like.
Chicks don't talk about that.
Why is it a chick magazine then? Because that's what I saw
that.
Because
we read about it.
Oh.
But we don't necessarily talk about it.
Oh. I think that's bullshit. Because I know you girls talk, and I've heard and I've read it before.
We have our moments. Not all of my girlfriends are open to that type of conversation.
I'm sure not all of them, but yes. Don't you have some girlfriends that are just totally like,
yes.
Last weekend I had some wine and I went, me
I'm
time.
Like, don't tell me. La, la, don't la, tell la. Me. Steve's out of town. Don't
then
tell me.
I got
me.
The shower head and blah, 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 blah.
No, it's never that great a detail. I keep hitting the microphone.
You do.
Sorry.
What is up with that?
I am violent.
Nobody has ever heard me hit the microphone. The entire time we've been doing this podcast, never.
Oh, your poo must not stink at all.
That woman could eat my toilet paper.
Yeah, dirty.
Ugh, gross. That is so gross. I'm leaving on that one. I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm out of here. It's been an hour. We're done.
Is that all the time we get together?
That's it.
That's all you're giving me.
That's all I'm giving you, because you just started talking dirty. When you start talking dirty, I can't handle it.
And that's why I need me time. Bye, guys.
Oh, wait. You got to tell them all the wrap-up stuff. You got to tell them how to find us.
Okay. Give me a second.
Okay.
If you want to listen to our podcast, you can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can email us at wrinkledcheats1@gmail.com. Now, on Twitter, don't be getting confused. No. We are Wrinkled Cheats, the number one.
At Wrinkled Cheats 1, because a Wrinkled Cheat bitch goes crazy.
There is some girl that has the Wrinkled Cheats account on Twitter, and she is not worthy of the Wrinkled Cheats account on Twitter.
No.
Because she is rude.
And she never really tweets or anything. I never see anything.
I know.
Or when I look at the, because a lot of times when she'll say, you're writing the wrong one. I'll go look at her stuff and I go, well, you should be happy somebody wrote you.
Right. And that's why she notices every time we accidentally get tweeted at her. So,
And we still have...
Do you want to do a Brownie Brita giveaway?
Yeah, we got one left.
We have two.
Do we have two left? Okay. So let's...
There's a fallen soldier.
Oh, so let's do...
So we have two flavors left. Mm-hmm. We have Sheely G's Brownie Brittle in chocolate chip. And then we have Sheely G's Brownie Brittle in mint chocolate chip.
Okay, and the third person to send us an email.
Yes, and it's wrinkled sheets, all spelled out, the number one, at gmail.com. Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for sitting down with me again and doing the podcast.
You're done with me. You just washed your hands of me. I started talking dirty. So if you, one more thing, if you enter on the wrinkled sheets, Deborah did it awesomely. She sent us her name. She sent us her address.
Everything.
And then let us know what flavor you want.
Right. Don't just say, did I win?
And I will, within a week of you winning, I will go to the post office and send you Brownie Brittle.
One more thing before we go. One more thing.
There's always one more thing.
I should have brought this up earlier. I'm losing my voice. Can you tell?
I do. I want to say hello to other podcast friends.
Yeah. I was going to let you do that. But one other thing. You made a little video, the very first,
made
your very first vlog about Christmas cards.
And we had some response.
And you had some definite response. So people that did not see the vlog might want to actually know about what you were talking about.
So I was doing our Christmas cards this last weekend, and it was a lot of work. A lot of work to do the Christmas cards. And I started thinking, you know, last year we only got like 12 Christmas cards back, and I'm doing like 50 here. So do people do Christmas cards anymore?
Are they as popular as they used to be?
Are they as popular as they used to be?
I think so, but I don't fill them out. I just enjoy looking at them because you get them and
you don't
put them
understand the ratio of how many we send out to how many we come.
Exactly.
Come
I just see when you hang them up around the house on the little ribbons and doors and stuff, and I enjoy that. And it's kind of fun to see when you get some like from the Jollies, like like people that I used to work for back in Alabama. I haven't seen them in years, but we still get postcards.
Every year.
So that's sort of
never met them.
I enjoy that. And
Kim Eden.
Matter of fact, Miles. I wish I could remember Miles' last name right now. I can't remember Miles. Miles, if you listen to this, and I know you do, I apologize. I can't think of your name. But Miles saw that our friend Jeremy posted a picture of the
banana.
He got the Christmas card and put a banana in my mouth like it was a penis on my head.
Inappropriate behavior.
And Miles goes, "Where's my Christmas card?"
I don't have him on our list.
He sent me his address.
We have a Christmas card to send you.
So
Miles.
So he sent me. He wants to be on our mailing list. So.
Yeah, all you gotta do is give me the address. It'll be added for next year We did receive some responses from the video, and I will do Christmas cards again next year.
Yay.
I was doubting it.
Yay. I told Miles that I would send him one this year. I'm going to go ahead and grab one of my other ones that I have down here.
No, I have some for him.
Oh, do you have some? Okay.
For this year's.
Okay, cool.
You got to keep him current.
Okay. All right. Sweet. Well, that's it. Give a shout out to your podcast.
My podcast crushes, because they rock and they are inspiring to us both.
Hashtag podcast crushes. We should all do that. All the podcasters should do that. Hashtag podcast crush.
PK and DK.
Mm-hmm.
Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
Mm-hmm.
The Man. Hey, My Man podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then there is one more. Give me 1 second. I have them all up right here. And the next one is Blokebusters. And that they do movie reviews, like in depth, like an hour long movie review.
Oh, more than I do.
Yeah.
Because
you can learn some stuff.
Movie reviews at my Remasculate podcast site. I try to keep them under 5 minutes because I think that's all people really need.
I know, but these guys like delve into like the brains.
Oh, I'm okay with that. If it's a discussion of the movie, but
unless it's Dumb and Dumber 2,
then I don't
really
even
like
care.
That.
Do you just go? Do you like it? No.
Yeah.
Move on.
Hey, look! There was a Star Wars trailer. Whee!
Oh, the new trailer for Mad Max. The new Mad Max looks incredible. I know you're giving me the look like you don't know what I'm talking about, but
I have no idea.
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, all those, Road Warrior, none of those movies ever.
Flying over my head.
Oh my God! People, see what I deal with.
And also check out Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine, all spelled out. TWO girls and a bottle of wine.
And for me, you want to check out...
you already said Remasculate.
No, no. Say What. My podcast. My hashtag podcast crush is the Say What podcast.
Okay.
Louis Anderson podcast. I've really enjoyed listening to Louis Anderson's podcast.
I don't know if I can handle his voice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, Louis. Oh, Louis. And there was one other, but I can't think of it right now. But I definitely...
Mark.
Huh?
Your friend Mark with the podcast, the very popular WT...
Oh, Mark Maron, the What the Fuck podcast.
Yeah.
That WTF is his. Yeah, so definitely everybody knows Mark. I was trying to turn people into some new ones. No, Mark's always good. But my personal two favorite right now that I'm listening to is, like I said, Louis and called the Say What podcast.
Well, I obviously have a hook on Hillbilly Nerd Talk because I referenced them twice this
week. I know. Wow. And I'm listening to them too.
I really like them. I always learn something.
That's what I was going to say. It's not always... humorous or but I
it's educational
it's you just whacked your mic again.
I'm always
learning something, and I enjoy the podcast, so that's the if
they're very smart people.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. We will see you next time here on
Wrinkled Sheets.
You almost said
I know.
Wrinkled Sheets.
It's see Wrinkled you. Sheets. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.